Okay, Radio Krishna or Priya or TH or whatever. Be aware. This old father speaking to the youngsters who are about to step out into big life out there. Ooh. It's what you set your mind on, he insists. Because he also, of course, notices that it's hard to get through to the young generation, just as it was to get through to him from the elderly people when he was young. But this is so true and important and valid in life. As we speak about here, the mind that you learn from these non-materialistic worldviews and cultures, where life is at the center rather than dead matter. What we shape and form in our minds, whether it's by images or thoughts or plans or the desires that are they're feeding those forms. Because that's how it works. We have desires. And then you build up a mental form. And then that, if it is persistent enough, tends to make your life that way. Tends to actually take form externally also. You got old Carl Gustav Jung saying that the psychic and the physical, they are one, they are connected. And that may sound mysterious to many modern people, but really, this is also what we find here in the Gita and the Bhagavatam and so on. There's the soul here with desires bubbling up, even from a what we call it subconscious or subliminal level. Or a level beyond this. And then, woof. There's the mind with, yes, I want to do this, and yes, I want to do that. And then, of course, we try to realize that. So it's not that mystical as it may sound. What I'm talking to my sons these days about is a very practical application of this mental, you know, the mind over matter. What schools are you going to apply for until this autumn? And that's where it gets very important, right? Decisions. But then we'll shape maybe a big part of your life. Of course, you can have a few trials and errors, but no problem. But nevertheless, this is where you build your destiny in this life. So then the first thing is then, what do you want to do? And I can't understand why, as I see it, I've seen, I don't know how it is today with the young generation, but I've seen entire generations where many youngsters seem to not have that question answered. Maybe not even having gotten help to get that question answered, or even learning that it's an important question to answer. I don't know. But you can, I guess, spend your entire youth today playing games, watching screens, doing some kind of entertainment. Go with the flow, you know, just go with it. Future, who cares? And, you know, it's a bit how some became when I was young. Although I wasn't. Punk came when I was 21 or so. To no future, no hope. What is it they said? Everything is meaningless. It's nihilism. That kind of crept in. And why shouldn't it? Because the whole world was built on, and still is, although I would say it's crumbling now, on a materialistic foundation, which is not a very strong foundation, because it breeds that nihilism, selfishness, and so on. So yeah, I mean, and this is why we're making this channel, to help you youngsters in your quest for meaning and purpose in your life, which of course each one of us has to find and decide on our own. We can learn the basics and where to look and how to look and so on.